What's up?
Did you scope out the London facilities for everybody?
Oh, yeah, man. I didn't get to go to the stadium, but I got to hang around, like, the London fans and the Scotland fans. It was awesome.
Have you ever seen anyone as big as you?
I'm not sure, but I just know that they were really, like, hyped about the games, and it was kind of like a culture shock for me because I didn't think that they knew that much about, you know, football or were, like, diehard fans, and, you know, the UK is no joke.
Did you run into the Browns backers out there? They got a chapter.
Yeah, but I did see a lot of Browns fans and a lot of support.
What was the best part of the trip?
Probably Scotland. I like the area. I got to see the castle over there. Got to play some bagpipes. Got to wear a kilt, you know. Got to eat some haggis. Yeah. Haggis is good, man. Yeah.
What do you think of Greg Williams now that you've been exposed to him now?
Yeah, it's my second day working with him in the meeting room, and it was just, you know, he's an intense coach, and you can tell that he wants to change the culture around here. I think he's a perfect fit, you know.
Yeah. Did you guys need that?
I think we did need that, you know. I think that his mindset is what Cleveland needs in order for us to change and turn around the program.
And you see what he's done with other young defensive linemen, you know, right, like Aaron Donald, guys like that. Did you kind of get excited about working with him?
Yeah, I mean, seeing the way he, just his demeanor alone, you know, you could tell that he's a serious guy, and it's exciting to come to work and to know that he's going to have a challenge for you every day. And so it's gonna be a lot of work this year.
Danny, how do you feel about there's a lot of talk about Myles Garrett at number one. Do you think you guys could really use a pass rush, and you've done any research on him at all?
I think selfishly, for me, it'd be awesome because it'd give me a chance to make more plays when we have a dominant guy on the edge too. Not saying that my guys aren't dominant right now, but I think he would add to the dominant force that we want to be as a D-line alone. But I think he's a great pick. Any team that, you know, decides to get him would be fortunate to have him.
Do you know him? Have you talked to him at all? Have you met him?
No, never met him.
How about a couple of you're wearing your Husky sweatshirt?
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of Washington DBs.
Yeah, my guys. We got Buddha, Kevin, Sydney. I mean, we also got some other guys like John Ross. Joe Mathis is going to be a good guy. Elijah Qualls. And those are my guys I worked with in college and contributed to, you know, turning the program around.
With a guy like Buddha, for instance, did you know, I mean, he was a couple years younger than you, did you know, man, this guy might be able to play in the NFL when you were with him?
Definitely. I mean, just his effort alone. You know, he doesn't have, you know, the size that, you know, most DBs need, but he has the effort, and he's not afraid to, you know, lay somebody out.